century scale predictions that China's tea growing regions are vulnerable to extreme hot spots have come to pass. In China, the latest of three consecutive extreme temperature events has lasted a cumulative 75 days. Temperatures as high as 42 C, that's more than 107 degrees Fahrenheit, have been recorded. What was once considered once-in-a-century extreme heat waves are 30 times more likely today, given the current level of global warming. Trade publications carry grim reports of sunburned tea defoliated and dying in the Sichuan Basin and the lower reaches of the Yangtze River. Record highs in Hangzhou threaten the rootstock that produces West Lake Longjing. Growers predicted spring production will decline by 20% and that prices will soar. Summer yields are expected to decline sharply and autumn teas are in jeopardy. In Sichuan, interruptions in hydropower are preventing factory operations in some areas. In Hunan, China attempted to seed clouds with limited success chemically. Grain fields are the priority. Rainfall in the Yangtze Basin is 40% lower than normal. A LinkedIn post by Robert Chung, a tea exporter in Changsha, shows widespread damage to Hunan. He writes that the summer harvest is almost ruined. Quote, they say this may be the coolest summer for the future 40 years, end quote. Research has shown that at wet bulb temperatures of 35 degrees Celsius, which is about 95 Fahrenheit, a healthy person may not survive outdoors for more than 6 hours. Several deaths attributed to heat were reported, all associated with organ failure when the core body temperature hits 100 degrees. At one point, 194 national meteorological stations across the country recorded record high temperatures, according to Tea Weekly, a publication of the China Cooperative Times. In 2013, Shanghai reported 5 days of 104 degree, that's 40 Celsius, heat. Already this year, the city of 25 million has experienced 7 days of 104 plus temperatures. The 2013 extreme heat wave lasted for 62 days in the North China Plain, an agriculturally fertile region comparable to the American Midwest. Maximum temperatures topped 38 C, but the accompanying humidity caused researchers at MIT more significant concern. They found that the risk of death increased significantly because of intensive irrigation. In tea-growing regions where water is still plentiful, irrigation pumps are used to spray a mist over the tea trees to lower temperatures. Unfortunately, MIT found that, quote, increased vulnerability to heat arises because the irrigation exposes more water to evaporation, leading to higher humidity in the air than would otherwise be present, and exacerbating the physiological stresses of the temperature. The findings, published in the journal Nature Communications, revealed that Chinese people working outdoors, quote, face the greatest risk to human life from rising temperatures of any location on Earth, end quote. A Bangladeshi government-ordered increase in daily wages has appeased 150,000 striking tea workers who were seeking a pay raise to $3 per day. The compromise rate of 170 takas, which is about $1.78 per day, was decided by Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina Wazir. Neither tea workers nor growers say they are happy with the compromise. Workers, however, returned to the tea fields and factories on August 29th after 20 days of nonviolent protests. Labor unions representing workers at 167 commercial tea gardens on August 9th ordered two-hour work slowdowns that soon became a nationwide strike. Workers say the 50 taka increase is insufficient given the steep increase in the cost of food. Growers complain that hikes in fuel and fertilizer exceed the cost of production. To earn a daily wage, workers, who are mainly female, must collect 32 kilos, which is about 70 pounds of raw leaves. In addition to wages, growers must provide housing for permanent workers, 10.5 kilos of subsidized grain, free education for children, and health care. Estates that employ 1,200 or more workers must also erect a hospital and staff it with at least one doctor. Grower Cyrus Fuzzy, quote, writes, "The strike demanding a higher wage has two sides like a coin. There is a dire need to resolve the situation as the raw leaves are going to waste." He urged the tea board to take a stand by working together with the owners and the tea workers so the workers' lifestyle can be changed and the tea industry can grow and prosper, end quote. Business Insight. Bangladesh is a major tea-producing country, but residents consume virtually all of the 96 million kilos grown there annually. During the past 2 years, the government has encouraged additional production for export, which increased to about a million kilos in 2021. The government target is 10 million kilos by 2025. The local market's valued at $370 million and growing by 6 to 7%, and exports that once topped 5 million are currently generating less than 2.5 million in sales. Analysis of health data from a half million UK adults suggests black tea drinkers live a little longer than their non-tea drinking peers. Researchers at the National Cancer Institute in the US found that drinking two or more cups of tea daily lowered the risk of death by any cause by 9 to 13%. The observational analysis of a huge trove of data contained in the UK Biobank found the results held true regardless of diet, age, race, and gender. Findings were adjusted for risk factors, including health, wealth, coffee drinking, smoking, and drinking alcohol. The study was published this week in the Annals of Internal Medicine. Participants in the study, aged 40 to 69 and drinking black tea, experienced fewer incidents of heart disease and strokes. Maki Inui Choi, the study's principal author, writes there was no evidence linking tea consumption to a reduction in cancer deaths. Study participants averaged 56.5 years of age. Participants in the study uploaded personal health habits between 2006 and 2010, with a median follow-up at 11 years. The results were not changed by adding milk or sugar to tea, but portion size and strength were not assessed. Quote, "While these findings may offer reassurance to tea drinkers, they do not indicate that people should start drinking tea or change their tea consumption for health benefits," according to Inui Choi. Research based on green tea consumption has long demonstrated health benefits such as the reduction of inflammation in the body, but few large-scale studies focus on black tea. In this study, 85% of participants were tea drinkers, and 90% of that group reported drinking black tea. Business Insight. Additional research is needed, as moderate tea drinkers were also found to smoke less, consume less red and processed meats, and drink tea at lower temperatures. Professor Fernando Rodriguez Altolillo at the University of Madrid told Bloomberg News the study doesn't address whether those who do not consume tea regularly would improve their health by drinking it. Marion Nestle, a professor of food studies at New York University, writes, quote, "Observational studies like this always raise the question, is there something else about tea drinkers that makes them healthier?" She advises, a cautious interpretation seems like a good idea.